right where we're standing in front of. It was a pharmacy where I got first tested. I had expected that the whole of Johannesburg City would have come to a standstill because I've been tested with HIV. And I walked out, the world was still going on. There was a man across the street screaming, potatoes, potatoes, mazambani, mazambani, 250, 250. And there was another guy on the other side saying, taxi to Soweto, Mulesani line, Diploof line, Shishi Sababa. And as I looked across the street, there was a woman crossing the street carrying a baby and pulling another baby. Life was still going on, regardless of the fact that I had just tested positive and I've just been given a death sentence as I saw it then.
We're standing in front of one of Johannesburg's most iconic building, the Carlton Centre, and it was at this spot 13 years ago that Connie Sejeo found out about her HIV status. She was married, faithful to her partner, and she was confused about how she contracted the disease. She was in a loving and trusting relationship, as she thought at the time.
We're standing at the corner of Commissioner Street and Craze. Right across the street is the Carlton Centre, and that's where I went up the roof and I was going to kill myself. It was like I was in a dream. I was living somebody else's dream, but I knew I had to go back to work. And that's where I met my manager, who then asked me, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And I said, I'm HIV positive. That's why I'm crying. Yo, it feels like a lifetime ago. And I went right up the building. And the plan was that I was going to kill myself. I wanted to kill myself because I didn't want to die. I mean, I drive down these streets quite often, but I haven't walked these streets in a long time. And I'm getting tears in my eyes. I haven't been here in a long time. I haven't taken these steps. And reminiscing on that day, it was one of the most difficult days of my life. The saddest, the most painful. And it changed the course of my life, for better or for worse. It's so freeing to realize that my life didn't end that day. It is so freeing.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my...
On a recent visit to the city, Connie relived that frightful day. Ironically, the birthday of her ex-husband, from whom she contracted the disease. Soon after finding out about her status, Connie had to break the news to the most important person in her life, her mother.
Very soon we'll be getting to my mother's house and you'll get to hear from her as to the condition that I was in on that day. This is the drive that we took.
Just a bit of love.
The 45-minute drive to Ruth Mamodise Sejeo's home in Meyerton was a delight. Connie sings her favorite songs and shares how determined she is to make something positive of her life in spite of the diagnosis.
Okay, we just arrived at my mom's house. I would love for us to sit and listen to this beautiful song, but you've got to go inside. This is my home. And let's go see my mom. May.
The quaint three-bedroom home is indicative of the love and respect that Connie and her mom share. There's wall-to-wall pictures of family and friends and even a cabinet of Connie's pictures, from an awkward teenager to a beautiful adult.
I was just about to make myself a nice cup of tea. Okay. Will you have some?
Okay.
After a cup of tea, Ruth told me about the day Connie came home with her news.
I was sitting at the couch watching TV. She came straight to me and said, Mom, I love you. And she gave me a note. I read that note. It was a very short note in all the notes that she ever wrote to me. She told me how much she loved me. I looked up and asked her, what is wrong? What's the matter? And then she just said, I'm HIV positive. I never had a second to think about any answer or any comment or anything to say besides that I love you even more. I took her in my arms and told her how much I love her. The first time we were told about HIV, it was a scary disease. They scared us about how killing the disease is, as if we cannot die of other diseases except for HIV and AIDS. So we were just scared that once you were diagnosed with HIV and AIDS, you were going to die immediately.
And 13 years later, here's Connie.
Here's Connie. We are still alive. We have even forgotten that she's HIV positive.
This is not about politics or religion. This is not about right or wrong. This is not about man or woman. This is not about black or white. Neither is it about being rich or poor. It is not about young or old. This is not about education or the lack of it. This is about AIDS. Can I ask you something about AIDS? Who gets it and who doesn't? Dumelang and good evening.
Hi.
My name is Connie Sejiwo and I'm going to be sharing...
Connie has since dedicated her life to an education campaign that informs people about the disease and attempts to remove the stigma attached, with an emphasis that there is life after an HIV-positive diagnosis.
All that I had. You asked my name and I told you my surname. You asked if you could call me and I gave you my numbers. You asked to see me and I gave you my address. You asked me to trust you and I gave you my loyalty. You asked me to love you and I gave you my heart. You asked me to be your wife and I gave you my happiness. You asked me to hold you and I gave you my body. You asked me to believe in you and I gave you confidence. You asked me to forgive you and I gave you peace. You asked me to run a bath for you and baby, I gave you a back scrub. You asked me to make you laugh and I sang for you. You asked me to support you and I carried you. You asked me to help you and I gave you my time. You asked me for stability and I gave you a home and a family. You asked for my strength and I raised your children for you. You asked me to share my life with you and I gave you my life. I gave you all that you asked for. I gave you more than what you asked for. I gave you all that I had. And then I asked you to stop hurting me. And you gave me HIV. It's a poem that was written by a 21-year-old. She got married at the age of 21. The marriage lasted for about 11 months. The husband had an affair with somebody else. And because of that affair, they both ended up with HIV. Unfortunately, the husband died in 2003. The woman is still alive. She's happy, she's successful, and she's standing right in front of you.